around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thomas.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that Russia has arrayed enough military forces along Ukraine's borders to provide Moscow with a complete range of options, including moves short of a full-scale invasion. Earlier, President Emmanuel Macron was speaking with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who told him that the West has failed to consider Russia's key conditions of halting further NATO expansion. NATO, the deployment of the alliance weapons near Russian borders and rolling back forces from Eastern Europe, are all problems that Russia has. The U.S. and NATO will have rejected those demands. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that Russia does not want war, but sees no room for compromise on its demands. In a break from the past, the U.S. and its allies are increasingly revealing their intelligence findings as they confront Russian preparations for a possible invasion of Ukraine, looking to undercut Russian President Vladimir Putin's plans by exposing them and deflecting his efforts to shape world views. The White House in recent weeks publicized what it said was a developing Russian false flag operation to Ukrainians. It accused of having ties to Russian intelligence officers plotting to overthrow the President Volodymyr Zelensky. The U.S. has also released a map of Russian military positions and detailed how officials believe Russia will try to attack Ukraine with as many as 175,000 troops. This is VOA News. Omicron, the highly contagious coronavirus variant sweeping across the United States, is driving the daily American death toll higher than during last fall's Delta wave, and with deaths likely to keep rising for days or even weeks. The seven-day rolling average of daily new COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. has been climbing since mid-November, reaching more than 2,200 on Thursday and surpassing a September peak of 2,100 when Delta was the dominant variant. Now Omicron is estimated to account for nearly all the virus circulating in the nation. And even though it causes less severe disease for most people, the fact that it is more transmissible means more people are feeling or falling ill and dying. Current and former staffers have accused the top director of the World Health Organization in the Western Pacific of racist, unethical, and abusive behavior that has undermined the UN Health Agency's efforts to curb the coronavirus pandemic. The allegations against Dr. Takeshi Kasai were laid out in an internal complaint filed in October and again in an email last week sent by unidentified concerned WHO staff to senior leadership and the executive board and obtained by the Associated Press. Two of the authors said more than 30 staffers were involved in writing it and that it reflected the experiences of more than 50 people. The internal complaint and the email describe a toxic atmosphere with a culture of systemic bullying and public ridiculing at WHO's Western Pacific headquarters in Manila. The FAA allows Verizon and AT&T cell phone carriers in the United States to activate more 5G towers near airports, AP correspondent Tim McGuire with details.
Federal Aviation Administration safety regulators approve more 5G towers that don't interfere with airplanes. The agency says the clearance follows additional details from Verizon and AT&T about the locations of the wireless transmitters. A spokesman for a telecommunications trade group calls the agreement a positive development that will ensure robust 5G service and safe flights. An airlines trade group notes that all sides are working on a more efficient permanent solution. Some regional airlines and certain small planes still face flight limitations during poor weather. I'm Tim McGuire.
There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.